of the United States that would be a willing participant in passing a Sunday law. And when these words were written 120 years ago, they had no such Congress at all. None. Not even close. But today, they have the Congress. They have the press. They have the Supreme Court. They have the president. They have the forces outside pushing. Brothers and sisters, they've got the vantage ground. It's there. She's about ready to strike. So, bringing this to a close, let me read you this, and this is old. I hope you're all aware of this. This is just an article about something that took place in 1991. The title of this is Holy Office Still Exists. Pope John Paul II revives Inquisition. This is from the NRI Trumpet, page 3. The thought of a revived holy office of the Inquisition would pacify some and offend others. Let me ask you something, because this is part of the problem in the world today, but we're Seventh-day Adventists. I might not get the response that I'm expecting, but how many understand what the Inquisition is? How many could stand up and explain it to me right now, what the Inquisition is? Raise your hand high. Now, for those of you that are watching this on videotape or listening to it, there's just a couple hands that went up out of maybe 50 people. We don't even know what the Inquisition is, so maybe it doesn't mean very much that in 1995 the office of Inquisition was reopened in Rome. But what the office of Inquisition is, what it exists for, is to persecute heretics. It's only opened because Rome was getting ready to persecute heretics. If you think that I'm stretching that out of context, what did we just read? In the secret recesses of which her former persecutions will be repeated. Before her former persecutions were to be repeated, the office of the Inquisition had to be restarted. It was restarted in 1991. Now I'll finish with this article. The thought of a revived holy office of the Inquisition would pacify some and offend others. Nevertheless, the Holy Office still exists. Only its name has been changed. Pope John Paul II has been instrumental in its revival. One may argue that this Ratzinger-run agency is merely an attempt by the Catholic Church to root out communism or backslidden priests and their practices. However, with John Paul II's objective to implement God's mandate by creating a global church state which will administer from traditional Roman Catholic theology, is enough cause for alarm. Malachi Martin has already stated in his book, The Keys of This Blood, that the Pope will not tolerate any belief system that opposes his, not on a civil or church level. In John Paul II, the world would behold a tyrant who would coldly execute direct orders.